I think that while everyone is seeing if they have a question in their head, I was largely motivated, incredibly motivated by your talk. One question that I have for you is, what can we do within ourselves, the internal medicine nephrologists, to see beyond the, well, these folks are just 2% of the population that we dialyze? What mindset change do you think that we need to have to recognize that one size does not fit all emotionally, and these patients are not the 60-year-old with multiple peripheral vascular disease that's been around the block and is hardened and cynical and jaded? What mindset change do we need to have?
Well, the first mindset you need to think about, in my humble opinion, is that these patients are resilient and survive. They have gone through a lot, and this, oh my goodness, another teenager who won't take their medicines, who come with the parents, that probably should go out the window. And in fact, your mind should be, what a wonderful opportunity I have with this young man or woman who will actually survive many more years than my 60-year-old in the other chair. How can I help this patient get better? Because they, if you remember what Dr. Gibson said on the education, and she showed that they are not doing great in education, they have not been secured all the education abilities. So my other nugget to give you, which is easy to do, is if they're still in high school or in college, particularly in high school, when they're in your chairs, is have your social worker ask them if they have an IEP, an individual education plan. Most likely they won't, unless they're really, really behind, because our patients go under the radar. They're underdiagnosed as having educational needs. And all you have to do is have this patient and this family, that they show up in your clinic and they have not been in our care, 16-year-old, make sure they have an individualized educational plan.
And that's that with helps the school district, right?
Absolutely. Okay. And it costs nothing. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that you need to remember is that because of the brain, the way it is, if you repeat the concepts many times, they'll get it. These brains, in another life in Houston, I used to work with fetal alcohol syndrome children or alcohol-related birth defects for another reason. And what we learned with those patients is that they eventually learn. And the best thing that hit my mind, if I could use this anecdotal experience with and what I learned in this very scientific mind, is the story that I heard from an alcohol-related birth defect scientist who did experiments with little chickens. And these little chickens would have a little glass, and the food was behind the glass. And these little chicks that were exposed to alcohol would continue to hit the glass and hit the head compared to the controls. But these little chicks eventually learned to go around and get to the food. I'll never forget that, because it reminds me perhaps of my patients. So that's my suggestions. Get rid of this, another teenager, and all the parents are coming. It's like, what a great gift. How can we do this young life better?
Very motivating. Well, if no one has any questions, I think I'd like to adjourn this session as well as the meeting.